Hello and welcome to Stateside. I'm Cynthia Canty. Nikolai Viti has reached the one-year mark since becoming the superintendent of the Detroit Public Schools Community District. Let's break down his first year with Aaron Einhorn of Chalkbeat Detroit, who's with us now via Skype. Aaron, you've talked with parents, teachers, school board members, community leaders. Overall, how do they feel he did?
A lot of the major problems that Superintendent Viti faced when he first arrived in Detroit are all pretty much still here. The buildings are still in serious disrepair. I mean, the finances were actually in decent shape when he arrived because of the changes that the state had made. They created a new school district in 2016 that didn't have the debt of the previous school district. The teacher shortage is still a very, very serious problem. I think it's gotten a little bit better, but, you know, there's plenty of classrooms with 30, 40, 50 kids in them due to there just simply not being enough teachers available to fill those classrooms. But I think the superintendent in the time that he's been here and the school board and the, you know, educators across the district have made some progress. So I think what we have to show from the past year is a little bit more kind of hope that maybe things are starting to move in the right direction.
There were certainly huge problems and nothing was going to be turned around in the first year. So much attention was placed on the results of the National Assessment of Educational Progress, where Detroit kids had the worst results among big city school districts, where they've been since 2009. Do the stakeholders that you talk to have confidence that Superintendent Viti can improve academic achievement?
I can't speak to how confident people are, given the number of years that Detroit schools have been struggling for so long. And that national exam that you mentioned was given in 2017. The test was taken before the superintendent began and just after the new school board took office.
But it certainly shows what his mission is.
For sure. And I suspect that if the test had been given in 2018, it would not have been significantly different, in large part because progress takes time, improvement takes time. So, for example, one of the things that Superintendent Viti did this year is he asked for a thorough review of the district's curriculum. And what it found is that the curriculum was woefully poorly aligned with the state exam. So the state adopted the Common Core in 2011-2012, but the textbooks that they were using in Detroit were from 2007 and 2008. So that means that when students sit down to take the MSTEP, the state exam, every year, they often haven't seen the material they're being tested on. They've been essentially set up to fail. So the superintendent, to his credit, had this curriculum review done, found that there were serious problems with the curriculum, and he led an effort to replace that curriculum. So that new curriculum is going to be implemented. They're training teachers for it now, and they're going to start using that in September. So right there, that's going to help move the needle a little bit on academics. Now, granted, there's significant problems that remain and challenges that students face at home, and, you know, we'll see what happens with the teacher shortage. So obviously there's still a lot of problems, but, you know, research will show that a highly aligned quality curriculum makes a big difference.
What other major accomplishments are people pointing to?
Well, I think there's been two big leaps forward as far as teacher contracts. So one, there was a new contract that went into effect in January that was voted on last summer that, you know, raised teacher pay for the first time in a couple of years. And then more recently, in the last few weeks, the district announced a deal that enables veteran teachers to be paid for all of their years of experience. So in the past, if you started in the district, you know, maybe you worked 10 years in Chicago or New York or at a charter school or in one of the suburbs of Detroit. If you started in the district, no matter how many years of experience you had to start back at 2 years on the pay scale. So now the new deal enables them to bring people forward. And they're bringing up not just new people coming in, but also people who've been here and weren't paid as much as they probably deserved. So that's one thing. Other big things that have happened, they changed the testing schedule. So there's 70% less testing during the school year. There's a new strategic plan. So I think a lot of, you know, in the past, I think it was a lot of kind of, you know, moving from kind of fire to fire. But this was a community process where people kind of said, these are our values. This is what's important to us. And so, you know, kind of trying to tie a lot of the changes to that. And another big thing is that the budgeting is being done a little differently. And it's a little bit controversial. I've talked to some principals who, you know, maybe like the way it was done in the past. But what this superintendent has done is he's centralized a lot of the expenses that used to be spent at the school level. He says that that has saved enough money that there's going to be enough funds to put a counselor in every school, a gym teacher in every school, an art or music teacher in every school, a dean of culture in every school, and that dean of culture is going to be implementing in-school suspensions instead of out-of-school suspensions, so kids, you know, who are getting in trouble aren't out on the street hanging out with their friends. So that's going to be a pretty big change for next year.
Erin Einhorn covers education for Chalkbeat Detroit. Erin, thanks so much.
Thanks for having me.